Happy New Year, Beauty Babble listeners. Let's kick off 2026 by hitting reset for your skin, your clients, and your business. Today, we'll cover how to repair skin after holiday stress, what to avoid this month, and one habit you can drop that will make your work life smoother. Think of this episode as a fresh facial for your mindset. Hello, and welcome to Beauty Babble. I'm Suzanne Sedesco, trained esthetician, educator, and industry mentor. If you work in the aesthetics industry and feel overwhelmed by trends, education, or trying to do everything, you're not alone. This podcast is all about real conversations about the full aesthetics industry, education, treatments, business, wellness, and professional growth. We drop new episodes the 1st and 15th of every month. Follow along and let's elevate aesthetics together. Let's dive into this episode. Setting it off for 2026 by hitting reset for your skin and your clients and your business. So think of this episode for clarity, focus, and actionable goals that you can achieve if you just put your mind to it. Today, I'm going to cover how to repair skin after holiday stress. What to avoid this month and maybe next month, and one habit you can drop that will make your work life a little smoother. Segment one, or the first part of this, these are all going to be short, but there's four things we're going to cover. So reset after the holidays, what to do this month, business reset, and one habit to drop this year. Most clients come in January thinking that they need stronger treatments, but their skin's actually asking for support. So the first topic is skin reset after the holiday season. When you think of the skin, the first action to look at would be the skin barrier. So when you're working with your clients, I want you to take in mind not just what you see, but think about it's probably cold weather. I'm in Edmonton, Alberta, so it's very cold. There's a lot of indoor heat that I'm exposed to all the time from my home, my car, my workplace, anywhere we go. And now you add what just happened a few weeks ago, which is the holiday stresses. All these things can compromise our barrier of our skin. Things that you could ask your clients, or maybe even you see in the treatment room, is are they feeling tightness or do you see tightness? Is it sensitive, a little redder than normal, that type of thing, reactive a little bit, or dull from the I know myself going through the holidays, I barely did my skin routine that I normally do a lot more, but it just felt the time. I'm not sure why that was, but I don't think I'm alone on that. So think about probably your clients have done the same thing. So on our side of things, as the pro here, think of hydration, lipids, calming ingredients, more so than the over, above and beyond type of treatments. So we want to emphasize on gentle hydration. Explain to your clients about the winter and the holiday pleasures that can affect the skin and its barriers too, the barrier of the skin. So inflammation is a big part. So we want to dive in a little bit deeper into this. You want to look at, okay, when you look at the foods we eat during the holidays, a lot of processed, probably sugars, maybe alcohols, less sleep, maybe there's more stress involved. So little things you can help your clients with is to keep it really simple. Let's start with soothing masks and calming serums and antioxidants and hydration. Let's try to rebalance. Not only, I'm sure people are kickstarting back to trying to get back into their daily habits of maybe movement and nutrition, that type of thing. So think of the same way when you're diving into the protocols, whether it's routine at home or the professional treatments. So that redness flare up, that could be part of it, or breakouts or signs of it as well from inflammation, from probably the foods that were chosen or what they're not used to eating as well. Lack of sleep is a big one. People don't realize how impactful that is. Then take it from me, especially when you get a little bit older, it's even harder to recoup from lack of sleep. So January is ideal for that really soothing lymphatic work. Soothing masks and products, antioxidants. The other thing to focus on is dehydration from all of that, lack of sleep, foods we're not used to eating, the sugary processed, that type of thing, takeout, going out a little more than usual, probably drinking less water, meeting up with friends and family and sitting around having a glass of wine or coffee or tea. Maybe it's not a herbal tea, right? So think of the hydration. And remember, oily skin still needs to be hydrated. It can still be dehydrated. So we can encourage those facials that are focused on hydration, the professional treatments. Maybe it's the hydrafacials, gentle exfoliation, just to get things going. High hyaluronic acid treatments focus on bringing up that water binding ingredient, that hyaluronic, pathanol, provitamin B5, aloe, honey, things like that. Also exclusives, like the in the product itself, like the oiliness, like the peptides and the ceramides. But you want to think of that as the ones that hold the water now, that block it from any evaporation. So we're going to keep that transepidermal water loss at a low, combining these. So that's your lanolin, shea butter, coconut butter, that type of thing. So binding water ingredients, hyaluronic is great, but if it's evaporating out, it's not holding the water, pardon me, it's not holding the water, not binding to the water, then it's not going to do its job. It has nothing to grab to. But then once it does grab to that water that we have in our skin, what's going to hold it in place? And that's the combination of the two. A tip that I like to give to clients is a lot of toners are not what they used to be, that you have to take it and use a cotton pad and rub it all on. It usually has a lot more, say, water and good ingredients in it that you can actually splash it on the face, leave it damp, or maybe they come out of the shower, don't dry the skin, leave it damp, like just pat dry, and then use that serum over top or that mask or day cream, whatever that might be, night cream. That way it'll help encourage that hydration focus in the skin. So start with that by asking your clients those questions about the habits they had over the holidays. Then you can tailor that first facial to restore the balance. And remember, January is not always about more. Well, that's kind of my motto on all of it, but at least here we'll focus on that. It's really about what the skin actually needs. So if you keep that in mind, help your clients with that, rebuild the hydration level into the skin. Hopefully they're resetting everything else and back to their habits, their daily habits, a better, maybe better lifestyle, less stress, more sleep, back into routine with their skin. And then you can focus on what the skin needs and then again correlate the goals of what your clients are after or the skin conditions too, right? All right, the next segment, what not to do in January. So I want you to think of yourself on this one. It could be the clients too. Yes, absolutely. It could be focused on the client, but let's talk about you yourself. So I want you to prevent burnout. And when you look at the clients, overdoing can be a burnout effect as well. Sometimes because they come back and they want more, the skin's not as radiant, they feel like they need a boost again. So they're looking for that aggressive treatment. So, or a multiple treatment segment, like those series where you do once a week, like glycolic peels once a week for 3 weeks. Think of first resetting everything, as I mentioned, but just express why January is a good time to not do anything aggressive because of the inflammation that's probably still in the body could cause that aggressiveness or reactiveness in your treatments. That might happen to your clients. People don't realize sometimes that you've had a client for years and years, and all of a sudden you've done the same treatment, you've done it before, and they react to it. And they're not on any new meds, nothing's different, but we forget that. Or maybe we don't know or realize the impact of stress and lack of sleep and inflammation in our body will affect our skin as well. So really ask those questions and highlight the dangers of jumping into that new fad because this is a time where they're going to start searching and looking for that quick fix of a new product. Sometimes we do the same thing as a professional. Oh, we got to get something more exciting for my clients in the treatment room. So first, educate. Okay, educate yourself on the pros of focusing on one treatment that you already have that could probably do it, or is it something online you should consider? Well, just park that to the side for a moment and just look at what you have. And you want to focus on the client as well with that. So asking them what they saw, what exactly was that they saw? Do your research on it. Because really, I want you to think of yourself. Now listen here. Okay, listen to me. Please. Your role is to educate, not order take. I'm going to say it again. You are not going to take what they said and do it. You need to educate them first and see if this is something they that this is one of the habits. I think we listen and then we switch what we're doing because we're listening to the client. Remember, you're the professional, and just because you're being safe doesn't mean it's boring. Sometimes we want these exciting new things because it motivates us as the professional. If you re-educate yourself and what you have again, sit down, look at everything you're offering, and then see if that makes sense to bring something else new in. Because then you're not wasting the money. You have maybe equipment already that you can use and get creative with the treatment. Maybe there's products sitting in your back bar area in the professional aspect that you need to get using. So try to focus on that instead of just chasing. Trend chasing is so tiring. You're never going to keep up with it because it's always getting reinvented one way or another. Just because it's new doesn't mean it's better. Your clients trust you to guide them. And I want to emphasize that. Okay. Your clients trust you to guide them. So believe in yourself and find the information you need to continually talking with a little more, I guess, confidence would be the word, right? And you know your product, you know the client and the treatments that you're offering. So see what you can do. You could also just call it to simplify things if you need that way out because you've got those clients that really push, and I understand that. Just say January is a reset. I've got this one treatment, we're going to reset. It's safe, it's restorative treatments, we're going to rebalance everything. And I promise you, we're going to get on to the next time I see you or whatever that goal is, and you re-enter what they had said to you. Then we'll work on that. But let's make sure this is all coming along. We've got our skin back to normal-ish. Inflammation's gone out of the body. You're hydrated again. You're back to your routine at home, things like that. So rebuild that trust with the skin is really important. And overall, of course, that long-term is going to be the results that they're going to need. So, and it all comes from that consistency, right? So rebuild, reset, restore, and help them go back into their cupboards and pull out the product. Maybe it's setting it up different. Maybe the protocols are different. Like if you know that they use their mask twice a week, it's like, you know what? After your facial today, I want you to go home tomorrow and do this mask again. And then in 2 days from now, and then on the weekend, or however that means, spread it out, redo it, relight the fire to be excited by the what they have already. Because sometimes they don't need new stuff. They don't need the new trends that are out there. They need to just use what they have in a different way. It's like your clothes. You're going to mix match your tops and your bottoms. So you come up with a new one, a blue top with a black pant instead of just black on black and blue and blue. You could just get a little more creative. And then you know what? You're not overpromising anything either. You're just causing that reset, right? And as a professional, your confidence comes from knowing when to say no to your clients. That's really part of it. And they'll respect it. They won't want to hear it. None of us want to hear no. Just say, well, it's no for now. Can we just try this and then revisit that next time? And that's okay too. All right, number three, business reset. So this one I want you to think of reflecting and a plan is what we're after on this one. Are your treatments still relevant? Any new trends we just mentioned to add or remove? It's okay to reset. So ask yourself, okay, I want you to ask yourself and answer this. What services actually performed well in 2025? Maybe your top three. Just write it down all the way through. What feels outdated or draining you? What treatment do you dread doing, but you have to offer it? Why do you have to offer it? It should be a positive aspect for you too, because I'm telling you, clients can feel it. They know. Maybe it's something that, it does bring consistency into your booking. Well, then you have to figure out a way to start maybe hopefully planning it out differently. Maybe it's a treatment that you know is very draining to you. So you'll only offer it, 3 times a week or once a day instead of three back to back in a day. See if you can play with your schedule, because I understand that you are running a business. Most of the people listening to this podcast are self entrepreneurs. They have their own business. There's some that still have employees, but I still look at this as, well, you're still running a business, even if you work for someone, because you're still trying to build a clientele, right? So think about how else can you plan that? And if you are working for someone else, have an honest conversation with your boss and tell them, this is what's happening. Is there anything we could do? You're not saying you don't want to do the treatment anymore, but can we spread it out a little bit in the day? I know that's difficult with booking sometimes, because I know when I ran my business, it's tough to do when they want it and they want it. It's like, but offer a different person or a different time then maybe. So this is the time of year. It's ideal to reset and simplify your menus. The other thing I'm going to ask you is to price check. Factor in your costs. Inflation isn't stopping, guys. Prices are still going up. I'm sure you're feeling it on a personal level as well. And you want to look at market standards. So review your costs, your time, and your energy is really important. When you look at your prices, there's so many people who are undercharging, professionals undercharging. It's crazy. But there's also professionals that are overcharging and under-delivering. So remember to find that niche between the two, that you are charging the right amount for what you're doing, but not excessive, where you're pricing yourself out and can't book yourself in a day. So you have to find that happy medium. Pricing reflects experience, education, and the results you deliver. So remember those two, not just cost inflation and your materials that cost you to do your services, but your experience, your education, and results. If you're a person that's doing that challenge I said about maybe quarterly taking workshops or something for education, and you share it with your clients, they're going to look and say, wow, she's always on top of this. I've shared where I said, yeah, I actually took this workshop on this new treatment, but I won't be bringing it in, but it was really interesting to learn. And typically they said, well, why not? Well, you best have an answer of why. Well, because I actually have this instead, and I really enjoy this. I might consider it in the future, but right now, this is where my path is. And it's okay to be honest with your clients and let them know. The other one is educational goals, as I just talked about with the education. Encouraging you to think of workshops or courses every quarter, 4 times in a year. Again, it doesn't have to be quantity courses, in depth, that's really going to ignite your skills, ignite you to be confident and to really deliver what you were out to do. Why did you take this? Why did you get into this? Why did you take the courses you took to help to service? You loved it at one point. You probably still kind of love it, but there's things that help you. And I think the biggest one that I get to hear from professional is the confidence. A lot of people are not confident in what they're doing. So, and it's not because you don't know what you're doing. You're just hard on yourself. You're probably looking at perfection. And I'm telling you, we're not perfect. No one's perfect. And that's the beauty of this industry, is because you have to keep learning, because there's always something new coming along. So you have to stay in contact with it somehow, with education, new tips, new massage techniques for your hands, for your feet, for the face. Maybe it's essential oils. You're going to learn a little bit more about that, how you can incorporate that into the treatment room. I mean, there's so many types of workshops you can do. It could be self, it's for your self-care. Maybe it's mindfulness. You're going to do breathing workshops for yourself. And when you learn that, maybe you're going to bring that into your treatment rooms. So when they first come in and you sit them down, maybe with the tea, it's like, I have something for you. And maybe you're not comfortable delivering it yourself. Put the app, a breathing app on your phone, and have it and say, you know what, just I'm going to give you 1 minute for this. After you change, just sit and listen to this, or however you want to look at doing that. Maybe it's during an exfoliation. Maybe you're soaking their feet in a pedicure. There's so many ways to incorporate it in. And it's just beneficial for them. And I'll tell you one thing, when your clients are relaxed and calm, it's such a great experience for yourself as a professional because you're not taking on any of their stuff, we'll say. So, depth over quantity. One course, one skill, one area that can help with your confidence. Education doesn't have to be expensive, it can be simple. You know, it's think of this as a way of protecting your career long term. You want to keep building up momentum for yourself and learning and growing. You're like this beautiful seed that started in this industry and growing up into the stem, and some little flowers start to come out, the leaves, and you grow stronger and stronger as you develop. So no different. You nurture your garden yourself. You are the garden, right? Treat your business like your skin. So clean, refresh, and nourish for growth. Clarity creates confidence, and clients feel that immediately. I'm going through some notes that I wanted to hit on, so I'm going to repeat that for you. Clarity creates confidence, and clients feel it immediately. It's huge. One more segment, one more thing I want to talk about. One habit to drop this year. Now, I don't know what that's going to be for you. I'm only going to give you a few ideas that I think with, and that would probably work. And I've heard it, and this is how I came up with it all, is by listening to the professionals that tell me all of these things, or my students. Growth starts with subtraction. So I'm going to say that one more time. Growth starts with subtraction. What are some examples that I mean? So, example habits. Not scheduling personal development or professional training. Can't tell you how many people, when I ask them, when's the last time you took any kind of personal development? It doesn't always have to be a new treatment. It's just anything. It's like, oh gosh, I haven't done anything since, you know, a couple years now, or because you got so involved and life happens. And I understand that. Kids, relationships, families, family members, friends, everything. It all takes part, but just plan it in. Overbooking yourself in one day and ignoring self-care. I've seen people, they sit down and while a mask is on their face, they're just eating really quick. You know, I know that happens sometimes. Just try not to make it a habit. That's the difference. I'm saying a habit. These things happen in the treatment room. Client runs late. Now it runs into your lunch break. I understand that completely. But on a daily aspect, overbooking and not being able to get up and walk around, do a couple shoulder rolls, neck rolls, stretching out a little bit, your hands, if you do a lot of hand work, you know, little exercises that you could be doing for yourself. And stop saying yes to every client request. Who can keep up with TikTok? I don't know about you, but I can't. And I know it's a lot, but just say to them, oh, yeah, I'll look into that. You don't have to say no. Just say, oh, that's interesting. I'll check that out. But that doesn't mean, or every time they're pushing you for a booking, can you get me in this time? I want this time. But you told them, well, I'm not working late that day. But they still push you. Don't say yes because you broke down. You know, you let them in. Now they're going to keep doing it. So find your border, your lines, draw the line, people. This one's a big one. We fall off on this all the time. Follow-ups. Are you following up with your clients? Just follow up and say hello with them. Now, I know it's a little different. Lash techs, you usually see them every 2 weeks or so, right? But you know, other technicians, maybe nail technicians, it's every maybe 3 to 4 or 6, depending on them. Facial technicians, right? All of our industry, there's a point where you should be doing some follow-ups, especially new clients, right? And don't forget about your VIPs. They want that care. They want to know that you didn't take them for granted, that they come all the time. So follow up with your clients. I used to schedule out an hour once a week and just handpick people randomly. And I kept a list so I knew who I would didn't want to reach out to again, because that's not fair. We've still got a whole bunch of people, and do some things. It could be if you text message with them, message them through your Instagram. You know, if they're following you, you follow them. So then you could, hey, how are you doing? I love that post you did. Just check in somehow. But the follow-ups, also any kind of home care or treatments that you might have done on them, something new you did differently. Maybe it's a new gel product that you did on the fingers. It's like, oh, I wonder how that's doing on Suzanne. I should check in with her. Do it. Don't just think about it. Actionable. Make sure you do it. Undercharging out of fear. You need to stop. I know it's fearful. You're scared. They're going to start coming at you. You just have to say to them, everything's going up. I'm sorry. I can't keep up. I can't keep taking on the costs. I am running a business here. I have to cover the costs as well as make an income. And my costs are everything. It can be bills, insurance. Like they don't, some clients I've actually had to really lay it out to them, all the costs. They thought it was just me and my time. They never considered laundry. They never considered that I had to buy a new set of towels because the other ones were looking ratty or stained, right? My fan broke down. Like they just don't consider all those things. And not necessarily do you need to get into all the little fine details of that. Some clients do need to hear it though. I'm just telling you. But you could, just generalize it a little bit and let them know it is, and it doesn't have to be all like, I think the hardest thing of why it's so fearful is because you don't do it. And then it's years goes by and you're still charging so low. Now you have to up a treatment by 25%. That's a hard no. You can't do that. But if you do every year a small increase, 1%, 2%, that's like 10 cents, 50 cents. Maybe a dollar, but when you start going up on a treatment, say it's a facial, you're charging $150 and now you go 175. That's a huge bump, a huge jump, right? So keeping it reasonable is what you want to look at. Small increments all the time. And be smart about it. Maybe you have to offer other services and your facials are, on par of what's out there. But your waxing is really low. Maybe you just up only your waxing and you up your facial by like $2. You could keep it reasonable. And that's something you can do. But every service you offer, the price should go up a little bit every year. And that will help you. So stop undercharging out of fear. Just bite the bullet. You'll be okay. Just think of me. I'm cheering you on with my pom-poms. Stop neglecting you. Yourself, your own skin and your own body. I know it's hard. I do it too. I get it. It's time to go by. And I go, oh my God, when's the last time I did a mask on myself? Good Lord. So you need to find this time for yourself. That's my mission, is a little more self-care this year. Move my body more. Get the inflammation down. Working with my age has been hell, I'm telling you. It's crazy what's happening through menopause. And then maybe that's another podcast I'll do with you guys. If you want, let me know. Anyways, okay. So which habit's holding you back this year? Let it go and replace it with one small positive action that you know you can do. If you just drop one habit that drains you, this year will be completely different. Think about what would you change this year? And if you change that, how would that change your year? Right. So if you just take one habit that drains you, what do you think would change this here for you? Before you move on your day to day, I want you to do two things. Get a pen, write it down, get your phone out, whatever you got. What is one skin goal that you can set for your clients this quarter? That's all your clients, right? Or it's even for yourself a little bit would be a good one. And the second one is set one business goal for yourself. It's your roadmap for success. It starts now in January. I want you to think about that. Keep it simple. Write it down. Re-listen to this if you have to. Find out, where you're at. What are some things you can change? And if you want, you can tag me at Beauty Cult Canada. I'd love to hear, see what you're working on. We're very, very, we like to tag back and forth too. So keep that in mind. Or if you want, if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, then leave a comment below. I'd love to hear what you have to say. And also, too, as a little bonus for you, I actually have a guide reflection worksheet for you, the beauty pros. My Q1 skin and beauty reset guide. So if you'd like that, tag us or go online onto YouTube channel, pardon me, at Beauty Cult Canada, and you can tag comment there and be happy to send it to you. Thanks for listening. And remember, the next episode is coming out February 1st. Next time, we're going to cut through the noise, trends versus truth, and help you focus on what actually works for you and your clients in 2026. Remember to share and subscribe. Can't wait to hear from you guys. Happy New Year. All the best to you. And please keep in touch.